What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I am glad you can join me. Today, we're talking about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable as a concept, okay, in our training methods, in our life. It should be a pretty cool show, so stick around. Let's get it in.
Listening to the Baseball Nomad Podcast.
On this podcast, we take a deep dive into the international game of baseball and softball.
Every week on the show, we will talk with coaches and players from around the world, where we'll discuss preparation, motivation, and building a consistent mental process for those high-leverage, high-stakes situations.
If 90% of the game is mental, we need to stop giving everything a physical remedy.
Stick around for your host. He's played and coached professionally on 5 different continents and won 12 different national championships.
He's the original baseball nomad. Some call him the hit doctor, but heck, you can just call him Coach AB.
Welcome back. So getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Now, I know it's hard. That's right. It's hard. And a lot of us are starting to figure that out since we've been going through this worldwide pandemic for the last, 20 some odd months. And look, a lot of stuff's being thrown at us. A lot of stuff, different stuff. And a lot of it's uncomfortable. But have we gotten so soft as people in this world that we're having such a huge problem making the adjustment? And what I mean by that is, look, what if things are just going to be hard at times? What if that's just what it is? Some things are hard. I mean, when we look at things most of us live with, air conditioning. Our food is a phone call away. You do not have to put much physical effort nowadays into getting a meal. Have we lost a lot of the things that make us healthy? I'm talking about both mentally and physically. I mean, if you're complaining to whoever will listen about how bad the traffic is, or that someone has challenged your idea on Facebook or Instagram, well, homie, I think you're soft then, you know? And I also think you probably have spent too much time not being uncomfortable or in an uncomfortable position. Again, either mentally or physically. Now, and you know, I'm speaking from my perspective, from my lens, okay? Working in player development all these years, where I have young players who say they want to go to the next level, a lot of times I'm taken aback because I keep wondering how they want to get there by avoiding feelings of being uncomfortable. How you gonna do it? You know? And so for me, one of the biggest teaching points is to get many of them to see the benefits that they can gain when they embrace the discomfort and leave their comfort zone. I think the biggest thing is you're not going to learn anything about yourself unless you leave that comfort zone. And as a coach, I have to make sure I'm challenging you as a player appropriately. Okay. It makes me think about the Mike Tyson soundbiter, the quote, "Everybody has a plan till they get punched in the mouth," right? And, you know, that's about being uncomfortable. And part of what's required to grow is sometimes getting punched in the mouth. Now, I don't mean literally, but about being feeling, having that feeling of, you know, oh man, you know, things just got crazy and it's uncomfortable. Now, I'm not saying, you know, go around asking people to hit you in the mouth. Don't do that. Okay. And look, not every discomfort is a good thing. I mean, I personally think you should be stepping outside of your comfort zone in the pursuit of something you actually want, not for the sake of just being uncomfortable. And I'll give you an example here. If you really want to be a singer in a band, for example, but you feel uncomfortable about your voice, well, I think it's worth that you push through that resistance and occasionally go out with your friends and sing karaoke, you know, have fun with it. But if you feel uncomfortable about singing, but have no desire to sing publicly, well, why would you put yourself through that sort of discomfort? You know, it makes no sense, right? So it's not about just being uncomfortable. And by the way, if you ever play for one of my teams, a lot of players will tell you that that used to be one of my requirements. You had to go out and sing karaoke as a team, right? Because, you know, I know singing for most people publicly is uncomfortable. And, you know, who better to share that vulnerability with than your teammates, you know, and push through and, you know, have them support you. And, you know, you find out you can get through it and there's no big deal. So we used to do that all the time. You know, we have a team function where we all just kind of go out and sing karaoke. But back on task here, being uncomfortable means that you're just getting used to being in situations that are just outside of your normal comfort zone. And it gets you stronger, okay? And sometimes you need to actively pursue activities that kind of put you outside of that comfort zone. Just like, you know, building a muscle, okay? You got to stress that muscle in order for it to grow and for it to get stronger, okay? You can't just, you know, say, hey, I want to get stronger, right? You can't just mail it in. You got to go get it, right? And a big part of going to get it is first being honest about how resilient you are, you know. And look, I say it all the time. The game is safer nowadays. Look, I was watching a game today and I saw, I'm not going to say the player's name, but, you know, the guy had a shin guard. He had a hand guard, a wrist guard, an elbow guard. He had the face, you know, shield thing that covers the jaw. Players have, hitters specifically have all this stuff for protection, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, on top of that, players have all kinds of resources that most of the time are free or accessible. You know, you can find stuff online, you know. I used to operate Asia's largest indoor facility, baseball facility, softball facility. And this place was huge. But, you know, we had there's indoor cages for all weather. So there's all these things that, you know, we have nowadays that make everything safer and more comfortable. You know, the only thing, you know, if I was a player coming up, the only thing that I would worry about nowadays is overeating. And I'm not trying to shame anyone, but really, there's so much out there, you know, there's just so much instant fast stuff out there. So as a player, I would be afraid that, you know, I would just, you know, be snacking so much, on all the good stuff that's out there. And I'd lose my playing weight. But when you think about that, like even, you know, I mean, most players in the West, at least everyone has a car. Okay. Or you have a mobile phone, okay, that you can call up at minimum a ride sharing app to get a ride. All right. All the streets are paved nowadays in the West. And look, I mean, how many of your teammates that you have or have had in the past actually work on farms, or their parents do some other hardcore, dangerous work? I mean, when I was coming up, you know, we had dudes who were farmers who came from the farm. I mean, when you really think about it, things are pretty good, you know, for the most part. And, you know, we got it pretty good, right? But I'm starting to see, you know, because we have it so good, if your coach criticized you, most players today would shy away from that. And why? Because it hurts. And that, you know, that's rightfully so. It hurts sometimes to get negative feedback. But look, sometimes you have to go through those tough situations. And I know it's going to be hard and it's going to suck. But guess what? You're probably going to make it through it. And you know what? You'll then realize that you've been selling yourself short. And if you realize you're selling yourself short, you could possibly end up asking yourself, hey, you know what? What else have I been selling myself short with? Like I said, for my players, man, if I don't have a challenge, I'll find a challenge for them. You know, I'll challenge their environment. You know, sometimes I just come in and go, you know, today we're going to do some hard shit all day today, you know. And, you know, that's the way I came up. You know, we had to do hard shit all the time back in the day. And, you know, my father's generation, his father's generation, you know, if they wanted to eat, they'd have to go hunt way back when. And then, you know what? They would learn stuff about their environment. They would become more resourceful. They would remember, you know, the things that happened. And then they became more confident and more, can I say, competent about, you know, their environment. If we don't know what we can do because we don't push ourselves, because we don't get comfortable, how can you trust yourself to come through in a high leverage situations, right? Look, comforts are great. And I'm not saying ditch all your comforts, all your luxury. But if we're going to panic because we spend an hour in traffic or we have to do a PowerPoint presentation in front of people, or we get to hit with the game on the line, pressure is privilege. Okay. If we're going to panic in those situations, we probably could stand to spend more consistent time testing ourselves, being uncomfortable more. Okay. That's all I'm saying. If you realize that if you really realize that your brain kind of loves routines, it loves predictable shit. So it can just kind of zone out and not use so much energy. That's why it's important sometimes to do new shit. So it can't predict. So you want that because sometimes you're in the batter's box and you don't want to end up just automatically, you know, zoning out and going into automatic pilot in a crucial situation, right? You want to be able to, you know, adjust. And sometimes we also, this is my advice, sometimes this generation especially, and anyone in general, I think we sometimes have to work on just being bored, you know. And I'm starting to see that a lot with my daughter who just turned 6 years old. Sometimes we work on her just being bored because it's something that I'm starting to see a lot in the people that, you know, I come across daily. I see a lot of people who are really, they get really uncomfortable being bored, you know, with silence, you know. They automatically reach for a phone, right? And you know, it's trippy to me sometimes to go out and I tell my wife, I go, hey, let's go out and, you know, we go eat and I'll say, man, that's gotta be a bad date when, you know, the person you're out with is, you know, grabbing their phone, checking their notifications all of the time, you know, and instead of participating in the moment, with the person they're out with. So yeah, that's something I'm starting to see a lot of. That people are automatically reaching for their phone because they're just uncomfortable being bored, okay? And that phone just becomes an easy way to kind of escape that fire of boredom. But what we don't realize what we're doing is we're becoming disconnected. And, you know, I'm starting to see it more and more every day. Guys that I'm working with in my office, you know, they're 15 feet away, but they'll email me instead of coming to the desk and having a conversation, which is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. They won't think for themselves, but they have no problem giving themselves over to someone else's idea on the screen or, you know, Instagram or Facebook. Now, again, I'm not saying, hey, get rid of your phones. And I'm not saying you have to micromanage your time. I like sailing, even though I'm not much of a sailor. I think I chose it years ago during an off season as a hobby because I knew very little about the mechanics of sailing. And it challenged me. You know, I bought a used boat with the money that I had, and it challenged me to kind of get out of my comfort zone and to be in the moment when I was on that boat in the water. Because you have to pay attention to the stuff you're doing on a sailboat in the middle of the ocean, especially if you're alone. Or if you don't pay attention, there's a good chance that things are not going to end well and you're going to end up in a lot of trouble. And it's a challenge. You know, I always feel good when I come back from my boat and I can get back into my comfort zone where there's, you know, an abundance of fresh water to shower with or a normal toilet. Or plenty of headroom to stand up. Nowadays, I get to go with my family, so it's kind of cool as well. We get to kind of relax and do our thing. But before, when I was single and solo, my attention was, you know, heightened, and I knew that I was outside of my comfort zone. And you know what? The funny thing is, I would spend the winter in, let's say, South Florida, you know, on the sailboat, living on the sailboat, sailing, going on day sails, trying to do some crossing, going to the Keys and stuff like that. And it was so cool. But, you know, I had to pay special attention. Then when I got back, and at this time I was playing in Europe, I got back. Baseball was easy, man. Well, it seemed easier, right? Being a hitter seemed so much easier because, you know what? You make a mistake, you're not going to die, you know, in the batter's box. Well, most of the time, you're not going to die. So, it was different. And, you know, it really kind of opened my eyes to how necessary it was at times to kind of get out of your comfort zone, right? To challenge yourself, to see what you're really made of. Look, at the end of the day, life is good. Even with the pandemic, most of us in the Western world have a pretty amazing life. Of course, I'm not saying that there's not problems, you know. I'm not saying that there, you know, that, you know, a lot of times we don't face crisis. But most of us in the Western world, regardless of what's going on, most of us are going to eat dinner at the end of the day, right? Not too many people in the Western world are dying of famine. And I'm not trying to be a smartass here. But so, what's really at stake when you get outside of your comfort zone? Okay. And just look at it this way. When you get back in, look at it as an opportunity to be grateful for, you know, for what you have, right? Anyway, be comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm telling you, you'll challenge yourself and you'll grow and you'll probably find the success that you're looking for. That's my time for the week. Hopefully you found it useful. And you know what? No matter what's happening, no matter where you're at, don't forget to breathe.
Look at my eyes, look at the threat.
We working. Practice make perfect. Practice make perfect. We working for certain. We working. We got the purpose. We got the nervous. We got a service. We working.
Hey, coach, put me in the game. I bet they remember my name. I bet they remember the shot, the flame. I bet they remember the bang. I bet he remember that pain. He never walked the same. He never shot the same. Sorry you lost the game.
I got to go harder. He mad, they can't stop us. My jersey always pop up. They cop it, they bought it. Yo girl, scream my name out loud, she all in the crowd. Made her proud, you brought her shame. Check me out, look at the flame. I can never miss. Look at the flame.